Jews left Egypt and they are traveling through the desert already for 1 year. And now they are celebrating the holiday of Passover for the first time as a free people, because the first Passover was actual day when they left. And now they're in desert and they're about to make their first celebration. Today, our main mitzvah of Passover is to eat matzah. And then we eat the bitter herbs, maror, we drink 4 cups of wine. But in the Torah, the main celebration of Passover is Korban Pesach, Passover sacrifice. We don't have it today because we don't bring sacrifices, we don't have the temple. But when Mashiach will come, we will be bringing a sacrifice again and we will have Passover sacrifice again. Jews left Egypt and they're traveling through the desert and comes their first Pesach, their first Passover that they need to celebrate. And they know that they need to bring the Passover sacrifice. There's only one issue. To bring Passover sacrifice, one has to be ritually pure. Ritual purity has nothing to do with physical purity. I could have a very dirty physically hand, but it's going to be ritually pure. Or it could be physically very clean and scrubbed, but it will be spiritually impure. There are many levels of spiritual impurity. The highest level is the impurity of a dead body. Anybody who comes in contact with corpses becomes spiritually impure. The Jews have been traveling through the desert for 40 years, carrying with them the remains of Joseph, Yosef HaTzadik, because he passed away in Egypt, and he made the Jews swear that when they will be leaving Egypt, they will take his coffin with them. So the Jews left Egypt with his coffin, and they're traveling, and they're in desert. Comes the first Passover that they need to celebrate, and the Jews who were carrying this coffin are beginning to scratch their head. I'm not sure, though, if they were scratching their head with their right hand or with their left hand. I was very little then. I don't have such a clear memory of that event. They are upset. Why? Because they are doing this great mitzvah. They are fulfilling the promise that their ancestors gave to Joseph, to Yosef HaTzadik. And because of this great mitzvah, they're missing out on their opportunity to bring Passover sacrifice, because they are spiritually impure. So they come to Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, that's not fair. We are missing out on such a great mitzvah because of doing a mitzvah. Why are we punished for it? And Moshe said, 1 second, I need to consult the higher authorities. Moses turns to God. God tells Moses, they are right. And there will be another Passover holiday, exactly 30 days from the first one. A month later, those who did not get a chance to bring, those who were not able to bring Paschal lamb as a sacrifice in Nisan, when everybody celebrates Pesach, will be able to do it a month later in Iyar. So, therefore, the people who were carrying Yosef's coffin can switch. Someone else who just celebrated Passover can take the coffin, and they will be carrying it, and the ones who were carrying it during the first Passover can bring Passover sacrifice. So, Passover is the only holiday that we have two of. We don't have two Yom Kippurs. We don't have two Hanukkahs. We have 8 days of Hanukkah, but it's still the same Hanukkah. We have only one Hanukkah, one Purim, one Sukkot, but there are two Pesachs. And there are two important lessons that we learn from Pesach. Lesson number one is that God is always giving us second chances. There's no such a thing as no hope. If we missed out on the mitzvah, we always get a chance to come back and do it again. We are not allowed to miss out on the mitzvah because I know God's going to give me another opportunity to do it. Because actually it says that if a person has that attitude, then God will say, no, sorry. But if I missed out on an opportunity to do a mitzvah, for whatever reason it was, I wasn't thinking straight, I was busy, I was on the beach with my friends and I forgot to put on tefillin or whatever it is, God says, you know what, I'm going to give you a second chance, always. That's number one. We learned that there is no such a thing as foregone. And then there's a lesson number two. And lesson number two is a little bit more complex. Our sages in Talmud ask a question. There is a legalistic nuance that we need to address. Is Second Passover a holiday of its own? Or is it just a makeup opportunity for those who missed the first one? Which means, let's say I need to file my taxes on April 15th. If I am not able to do it, I can file an extension. Till July 15th, I have the time to do it. Comes July 15th, I start scratching my head. Oh boy, I need to do it right now. Okay. So for me, if I file an extension, July 15th is a significant date by which I need to do something. What if I file my taxes on time, April 15th? Then for me, July 15th is nothing. It's not even on my calendar. So if I did my Pesach properly the first time, if I brought my Pesach sacrifice, then is second Pesach a significant date for me? Does it mean anything for me? Or no? If it is just a makeup opportunity for what I missed, then no. But if it is a holiday of its own, then yes. Also, another question. Today, we don't bring sacrifices at all, as you know. So there's no Pesach sacrifice on the first Pesach, and there's no Pesach sacrifice on the second Pesach. Mashiach didn't come yet, so we didn't do it, neither the first or second Pesach this year. So I want to ask you a question. So if we don't have a chance to bring Passover sacrifice any of these days, then is there a reason to celebrate second Passover at all? It's not doing anything for us. It's a makeup of what? It's a makeup of something I couldn't do, but I can't do it with my second opportunity also. So what's the point? As I said, there's a discussion between rabbis if it's a holiday of its own or just a makeup of a loss of a previous opportunity. And the rabbis come up with a very Jewish conclusion. You are right and you are right. It is both a holiday of its own and an opportunity to make up what you missed out before. How is it working? It's working like this. If somebody missed out, they missed out. But it's also a holiday of its own. So for people who did bring the first sacrifice, for them it's a holiday. Again, why? For one simple reason. Lehashlim in Hebrew means to make up. It comes from the word hashlama shalom, which means complete. When you make something up, you make it complete. That makes sense. But the definition of completion is changing all the time. Whatever was making you complete yesterday is not enough for today. You need to grow every single day. Just like with money, with finance, people understand very well. Nobody cares how much money you were making last year. People want to know how much money you're making today. You will sit and you'll say, yesterday I made this and this amount of money. That's it. What do you mean, that's it? How much money are you making today? If your business is not making money today, close the business. Business is here to make money. With money, people understand that you always need to see a constant growth. Now people are going crazy over what's going on stock market because it's going down. What if it's not moving? What if economy is not growing? It's called stagnation. We have a stagnant economy. There's no growth. People are in panic. Why? What do you mean? We have so much everything. Look, people have cars, houses. No. Economy has to be growing. Stock market has to be going up. If it's not going up, people are in trouble. With money, people understand very well that money has to be going up all the time. You cannot have a steady status quo. Everything in physical nature is just a reflection of its spiritual root. So just like in the physical reality, you need to constantly grow. In spiritual reality, you need to constantly grow as well, which means that you need to always grow. And it doesn't matter that yesterday our economy, was doing great. We made a lot of money yesterday. Well, today it's flat. It's not producing any more money. Who cares? I made money yesterday. No, what was yesterday was good for yesterday. Today, you need to grow. So, hashlama, making up, is for every single person. Even for the one who brought Passover sacrifice a month ago, the second Pesach is saying, I know it was great for you back then. You did your mitzvah. You did the mitzvah the way you were supposed to back then a month ago. Today, you have to do another mitzvah because what you did yesterday is not enough. So there are two lessons from the second Passover. Number one, that God is always giving you second chances. There is no such a thing as foregone. Number two, that whatever you did yesterday is never enough. You always have to grow. There's no such a thing as just kicking back and saying, I did enough mitzvahs yesterday. Today, I am not going to do any. Or Torah doesn't even allow you to say, well, I'm doing so many mitzvahs, so many Jewish things, that's it. I did yesterday, I did today. No, no. What you did yesterday was great for yesterday, but today you need to grow. If you're not growing in your Jewishness, if you're not adding mitzvahs, then you cannot celebrate this Passover properly. The idea of second Passover is that you constantly need to grow. Whatever mitzvahs you did yesterday, you have to do more today.